Okay.
This is the City of Derby Finance Committee meeting, 1/27/22. It's 5:04 PM. Let's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Mark, will you do the roll call?
Yes, please. Ms. DeGennaro?
Here.
Mr. Sampson?
Yes.
Ms. Vidovsky?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect you have a quorum present.
Okay, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay. Can we have a motion to close public portion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second, Barbara.
Okay, item 5, elect chair of the committee for the 2021 through 2023 term. Do we have any nominations?
Well, Sarah, I believe you... I believe you want more for your plate, so I will nominate you.
And I'll second that nomination.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Hearing none.
I'll move the nominations be closed.
Carrie Cass.
Need a second.
All right. Yep. Second, Charlie. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
I don't know whether to congratulate you or send my condolences now.
Oh, no. I am looking forward to working with you two.
We are still together.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Number 6, adopt 2022 regular meeting schedule. 5:00 for Thursday.
Fine with me.
Yeah, Charlie?
I seem to recall that obviously we had to do these early, and I can push for 5. I will got to be honest with you over the next couple of months just because of what I have going on at work that I may have to dial in on my way home, but that's okay.
Okay.
Well, we can make it 5 and then we can always, you know, change the time. We know, you know, that's fine too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you have a you know, major problem, Charlie, you know, let us know and we can, you know, adjust, or you know, we've had to do that in the past, so that's not a problem. We could set it for 5, and if we need to change it for a meeting or two, we can do that.
That's fine. I'll make it. I just hate missing meetings, you know, unless I'm on tropical island.
Understood. Okay.
The motion to adopt.
Make a motion to adopt the 2022 regular meeting schedule of the Finance Committee for the 4th Thursday at 5 p.m.
Second, Barbara.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, number 7, agenda items for future meetings, discussion only. Okay, let's see. I don't see Agata here, but Charlie, did you want to talk about some of the stuff we were having a discussion on earlier?
Yeah, so I looked at the outline that the mayor's office had put together on what this finance committee should focus on. I probably will have to go back to the mayor with a couple of questions. Like, you know, we have a capital plan committee. We have a pension or pension board committee. And I noticed that those were under our auspice. I just probably need some more clarification. Do we just get reports from them, or are we you know, involved with the, with those committees. The other item, when it comes to grants, obviously this ARPA funding is somewhat of a grant from the state. It's not necessarily a grant, but funding from the state. I would just ask that the coming from the mayor's office, we kind of treat the ARPA funds the same way we do capital funding. We have the department heads request projects, present us with the projects, and move forward to the full board what we believe would be good projects for the city based upon those presentations. The only other thing I would ask out of the mayor's office is we have a form that we currently use today for the capital planning. If we could amend that form slightly, call it the ARPA planning, so that they can utilize that to submit their requests, and that it's clearly stated on that form the criteria that this money is allowed to go to. What else did we talk about today, Sarah? My head's in a spin.
We were talking about the audit, you know, the audit committee.
Oh, yeah, the audit, it has one of our duties being to work with the audit committee. I think that, you know, Agata was looking for an audit committee set up. I don't have a problem if it's just the three of us. I don't know what else she wanted in there, but if she did have some bullet points on why we needed it, what we should be doing, maybe if the mayor could request that it's just fine-tuned a little bit so we have an exact idea of what she's looking for, because to be honest with you, I don't actually remember exactly what all those points were. So I just need a little bit more clarification on that one.
Right. And then, you know, and also just, you know, let's check off, you know, one, two things at a time, as opposed to here's everything that needs to be looked at and, you know, sort it out yourselves. If we can have some guidance on the priorities of what we need to look at for the audit committee, that would be helpful from Agata.
That's all I can remember, Sarah. You have to refresh my memory again.
Go ahead, Barb.
Well, I'm just going to chime in because I don't have the list in front of me of what were ideas for this committee to look at. But, you know, as to the capital plan, the ordinance within the ordinance says that capital plan has to go to the full board for approval. So I don't know if it even needs to come to us. Why would we delay and put another step in? So, you know, that if that's one thing that pops out of me, Charlie, as you were saying it, we do have a pension board, maybe a reporting from, you know, just as a status of, you know, every now and then from them. I mean, they exist pursuant to the pension plan, which is also, I believe, by way of act in the city code. So that was an idea, you know, for reporting to know what's going on. But the other thing was, if you recall from the Board of Alderman meeting a couple weeks ago, Agata had proposed a purchase policy, which obviously has to get to, go to operations procedures first. But that policy may be part of that policy. I'd have to look at it again, maybe what comes to this committee for oversight. And I don't know if it would or it would not. But then let me just ask you this on the audit committee, because it's not set up yet, correct? We don't have an audit committee. She wants an audit committee.
Right. She had given us a document, I want to say 3 months ago in regards to what she wanted, but it was never defined in there how this committee would operate and what the duties per se are going to be. So if I just request some clarification.
Okay. Right. Can we handle certain things within this committee?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That might be one of them. It might be one and the same. I mean, I think we're going to be taking it as it comes because this is a new committee, you know,
right.
Figuring it out.
That's I think all, also yeah, getting a report from the MFAC would be helpful as well. I think I'm not sure if we can get the minutes of their meetings online, but an updated report on how they're seeing Derby's finances would be helpful. And I know that they've come with recommendations as well. So I'll get in touch with Agata and try to get some clarification on, you know, certain priorities with the audit stuff. And then, you know, again, we can take a look at, I haven't seen the capital plan form. I don't remember exactly what it looks like, but, you know, getting that adjusted to include or have a separate form for ARPA requests. Get that going.
I can, I have the, obviously have the capital forms.
Okay.
I can alter them to kind of look at what we're looking at. I have a good idea of it. I just would need the guidance on the allowable items. So the finance office should have that. So I'll take care of that part, and I'll have it for us by next week, so that we have a couple weeks to look at it before our next meeting.
Perfect. Yeah, and then just a guarantee of who. Is it Agata? Is it, you know, the mayor's office? Is Corporation Council helping in what is eligible for these ARPA funds? Is there what? One? Go ahead, Vin.
Yeah, no, there are guidelines and based on the interim rules that have been put out by the Treasury that of what you can use the monies for. Mm-hmm. So there are specific areas, but I mean, they're broad, but they're specific, like, you know, infrastructure improvements, broadband, you know, community enhancement items. So, I mean, we can put together, I may even have one that I put together for another community, a general discussion of what the monies can be used for so that you at least have some background on it if you'd like that.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think that if we get that form done with those, that probably at our next meeting, we look at the form and then we go over what that criteria is, so we're clear in our minds and we can get input from Agata at our next meeting and Corporation Council, just to make sure that we're on the right page. But I do deal with it at work also, so I'm familiar with the criteria, but other people have direct access to state and federal people that can clarify any issues we may have.
And just so you know, and again, as they say, I'm the lawyer, I don't do the math, but what's really critical with the ARPA is the reporting. And, you know, because that's really particularly based on what happened in West Haven, OPM is really kind of coming down hard with respect to reporting with the ARPA monies. So we should make sure that there are procedures in place so that things are properly reported.
Finn, I can concur with this, but because I'm in a process right now, struggle with reporting for regular COVID reporting. Most municipal finance directors are very upset with very high level of intensive reporting. It's almost like you have to employ a special person to do that. The detail is, for example, when person work, when check was issued, do you have policy for approval? I will introduce you with how level probably the reporting, how hard it is to report this stuff if you don't keep records. And that's gonna be very big problem because we already spending ARPA money. And I would like to, before we get clearance on reporting, I would like to not to spend until we know how you we're gonna report this. It's very tricky business and it's very time consuming.
Understood, Agata, and I think that, I mean, if a policy has to come out, this committee who's gonna deal with finance, I'm more than happy to sit down and write one, bounce it back and forth. I know you're very busy right now with the things you have going on, but we're not looking to spend money. I think you missed the beginning of the meeting.
Yeah,
we're just looking to the same way that we take on capital funding requests through the capital planning committee is a spreadsheet for each department head to come to us with their requests. That I think we need to formulate a sheet the same way and list on it what the ARPA criteria is per se, so that, or give it to all the department heads and then let it come back in. This is going to trickle down, you know, February, March, April. So we have some time. Barb.
I'm back. Sorry. I don't know what happened here. Just disconnected my phone.
Charlie, respond to you. You're not looking to spend with ARPA. You are looking to spend because if you don't spend it by a certain date, you lose it.
No. I didn't mean we weren't looking to spend it. What I'm saying is we're not doing it tonight.
Not tonight. These are monies you want to spend.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
We have capital funding requests that could probably fit into this. So it kind of goes well with the capital. Right. So I think if we follow the same process for this that we do with the capital, that, you know, we should be able to figure out who needs what and where we can draw the funds from.
So I just want to make sure we already spending ARPA money.
We spent, I believe, on so the police department overtime, because that was allowed. And there may have been one other item.
Yes.
That came under that. But other ambulance? Than that.
The ambulance.
Oh, the ambulance. Okay. But other than that, nothing else has come between for this board. Now, if we've already encumbered those funds and we need to come up with a policy, then let me know what it needs to say. And I'm more than happy to put pen to paper.
So I already submitted procurement policy because we don't have one and it needs to go quickly for approval. After that, we need to get additional piece of procurement policy for federal grants, which is very, I work once on this kind of policy. I have to really dig through to find more information for you. But if we don't have this one attached to regular policy, because they're looking for both kind of thing, you have policy and you have a federal policy for procurement. That's how you get good score on an audit. Okay. Otherwise, you have a funding.
Feel free to dig out what you can when you can. And I'm more than happy to come meet with you, Agata. And this committee could, I don't see why this committee can't come up with a policy, especially because it's based on the finance,
right,
and move that to the board.
Oh, welcome. Join the procurement policy writing team because I never enjoy this part because it's really boring.
Yeah, I do it all day long, so we'll get it done.
Okay, so we have some items going forward. Okay, anything else, Barb, Charlie?
I'm good.
No, I think that's start.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys, thank you. Number 8, adjournment, Charlie?
Oh, that's Ron Sills' job.
I know.
He's not on this committee. I would just ask that before we adjourn, maybe that we could come up with, because typically we have an alternate. I don't know if you guys want to kick that around for the committee. So maybe we could
throw it back to the mayor to see if he can find an alternate for each one of these boards?
Yeah, it should have been. It should have been in the past.
Yeah.
Been in the past, so he could.
Okay, that, absolutely. You guys need
the
one.
Three committees. Yeah, for each committee, subcommittee.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll definitely, we'll put one up.
Other than that, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second, Sarah.
All in favor?
524.
524.
Aye.
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 Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.